here. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, TJ.
Watch that ball. That's a goal.
Easy.
That's too easy.
Last night, a few dozen boys were dashing all over a couple of soccer fields at Memorial Park in Bentonville. Around 6:30, Greg Schultz, the coach of three Arkansas Comets boys teams, was in the middle of one field offering instructions to his team of nine-year-olds.
Relax, relax. Good, open up to Miguel.
We've been working pretty hard with the majority of this group for the last 2 years, and that's pretty early for kids this age. And what we do is we focus on fundamentals. So we don't get advanced, we don't worry about winning, we worry about technique and fundamentals, and we think the rest will take care of itself down the road.
A couple of fields over, the Arkansas Comets U13 team, U13 is in boys 13 and under, was practicing drills. This squad is the two-time defending state champions in their age division. And next week, they'll be participating in the Dr. Pepper Dallas Cup. It's a pretty big deal. The 34th edition of the Cup features several age divisions with teams from around the world. Again, Comets U13 coach Greg Schultz.
We have teams from England, teams from South America, Central America, Mexico. And we drew Southampton's Academy out of England in our early pool round. So we're pretty charged up about it. Expect that we'll have our hands full, but it's going to be a great experience for the boys.
At this level, are you able to scout any? Do you have any film?
You know what? We do. Amazingly, YouTube helps us sometimes, especially when we do a little game with the Disney circuit, a 3v3. We've done some scouting, but in these particular teams that we're trying to face in Dallas, we haven't been able to find any footage.
But hopefully they found none of you.
Yeah, exactly right. We purposely don't put stuff on YouTube for that exact reason.
What is the nice balance you have to have between being too competitive? Because there are other things when you're 13 or younger that you've got to think about, but getting competitive enough to go to something like the Dr. Pepper Dallas Cup?
Great question. Here's the secret. If it's fun, they'll do it all the time. So if you let competition and winning and aggression override fun, then the kids won't stick with it. And for us, you know, we're honest. In America, soccer is a fourth or fifth sport. It's a fourth or fifth choice over, you know, football, basketball, and baseball are the dominant sports in our country. And we make soccer kind of a way of life and just make it really, really fun.
Soccer seems to be one of those sports, somewhat like baseball, where size does not matter as much as it does in others.
Yeah, I agree with you. My kids, for example, my own sons, are going to be pretty small. So basketball at a collegiate or post-collegiate level is probably not an option. Football, sometimes if you're not either the elite athlete at 185 pounds in high school or a big, strong guy at 225, 240, you don't have a chance to play. So in soccer, all sizes work. If you're speed and if you're quick and you're fast, it can make it work.
Thinking person's game.
Yeah, it's a lot like basketball in that regard. You know, you got to keep the ball moving. You've got to move off the ball. We talk about, there's 11v11 in soccer when you get to the older age groups, and we talk about the most important guy on the field is the guy without the ball. So there's always 10 of you that are more important than the guy with the ball. A lot of coaches focus on one player with the ball, dribble, go, go, go. And then as you get to U11, U12, your success runs out. We focus on the brains of how do you help the guy with the ball.
The Comets are one of 10 teams from the U.S. in their age division. There are 10 more teams from Europe, Central America, and South America. Past winners have been teams from Mexico, Costa Rica, California, and Texas. The Arkansas Comets are guaranteed 3 matches inside their pool of teams.
The top 2 teams out of that pool will advance to the next round. And, boy, that would be a stretch goal for us. This is the big time. I guess it would be like going to the Little League World Series or something like that. So what we're hoping to do is show well, play hard, and compete. And maybe if we can sneak a tie or a win, we'd be really happy with that. From Arkansas, I think there's been one other team in the history of soccer that's been invited from Arkansas, and that was probably 20-plus years ago. So one of our advantages is nobody's expecting much out of us. So we'll go in not with a chip on our shoulder, but absolutely with something to prove, and we'll give it everything we have.
No matter what happens, the experience that you and your team and parents and chaperones are going to have is going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. And we did something different than a lot of teams. We chose not to pick up a lot of guest players from other states or other clubs because our intention is not to go win it. Our intention is to develop what we have and give all these kids an experience. And, you know, every kid will probably play, especially when we play England. I'm going to try as hard as I can to make sure these kids get a chance to play. I mean, they're still 13, and it's, you know, not World Cup. And so on and so forth. So they're going to have a blast, and we're going to go to some professional soccer games in the evenings and just really have a good time.
The roster for the Arkansas Comets U13 squad has players from Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville, Lincoln, Gravette, and other towns. During a break in last night's practice, some of the team's players talked to me. We'll hear in order Junior Garcia, Eli Brandon, George Schultz, and Dayton Michon talking briefly about traveling to the Dallas Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience for the team. We get to witness, like, new people play.
Is it all at all intimidating or scary at all?
Not really. You just got to, like, have fun and play your best.
Played with other teams, other clubs, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything different about this one compared to those?
This one's got more, like, technical work and a lot more skill.
And how does that translate? I mean, help me out because I'm more of a baseball guy. Technical skill, like what techniques do you work on?
Well, like you can do a lot of give and goes, like just back and forth instead of just like bombing the ball, just places and places.
Oh, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be tough, but I think it's going to be a great experience to play somebody from out of the country.
What's the hardest thing about this sport?
Like if you get injured, is like you lose your touch and you might lose your position. So it's like you have to keep your body in great shape.
Head coach Greg Schultz says the bottom line for Comet Soccer is to focus on the kids.
What we look at sports for is much, much more than winning and competing on the field. It's all about life lessons. So you've got, for me, I played soccer in college. In those years for boys, 18 to 21, those are some tough years. You could go the wrong direction. And if you have something like an athletic event or sport and a soccer coach that cares about you, we think that there's plenty of life lessons. You have to work hard. You got to learn how to win graciously. You have to learn how to lose as a good sport. You've got to learn that work hard. You have to work harder. You're not going to be able to compete. And you've got to learn that sometimes being a big fish in a small pond is not what it's all about. So I don't know. I think sports in general, whatever it is, to compete the right way, it's really teaching the kids. And that's our whole philosophy.
Where'd you play?
I played at University of Missouri at Rolla. So
the minors.
The minors, yeah. And not it was a Division II school, not known much for soccer. I think their average ACT on our team was a 30. So it was an academic school, and I had a chance to do both, and that was why I went there.
Greg Schultz, the coach of the Arkansas Comets U13 team, talking last night during a practice in Bentonville. The team's first match in the Dr. Pepper Dallas Cup is Monday at noon. You can learn more about the event at dallascup.com. Good square.